So it seems like what God is telling us is, you don't do this because it's a tradition, because you have to do it, and that's it. Right? You actually need to understand, why are we doing this? Like, for instance, I don't know if you knew this, and I saw this because I grew up in a Catholic in country, if we can say that Mexico's a Catholic country. At least the main religion is Catholicism. Even though we didn't practice Catholicism, we could still see, right, the way they did it and everything. There is a lot of, what's the word? How do I say it? Chris is not here. I'm going to have to make it up. Liturgy? Is that a word, liturgy? Okay. That there is a whole process, right, that you have to dress in certain way and do certain things in a certain way. And it has to be, like, very specific, right? The guy that is preaching here has to be wearing a specific kind of robe and stuff. Everything in the outside. I believe that some Catholics, you know, get to know the Lord in His grace. Right? I don't know how that looks like, but I remember meeting one Catholic guy that I was like, this guy is more Christian than I am, to be honest. His love for the Word of God, his love for Jesus, it was almost bigger than mine. So, a bunch of rules, right? But we knew all those people. We knew that after that, they were going to go get drunk to celebrate that they did communion. I mean, come on. Really? You see the issue? It can become just a thing that we do because we have to do it, because we're supposed to do it. When Paul is saying, before you partake of this, examine yourself. Where are you at in your life, in your walk with the Lord? Are you exercising, if I may say, your relationship with Jesus? Are you allowing the Spirit of God to define in your life what's good and not? Or you're saying, I like this, I don't like that, so I'm going to do this. Does that make sense? We do it because of Him. We do it because He told us to do it. He is the reason. He is why. He is the purpose. He is everything. Amen. We need just to examine ourselves. And I tell you this. I want you to have peace in your heart if you do it and if you don't. We understand it's a process for everybody. And don't worry. We're not going to be here like, you didn't participate. What's going on? Hey, are you okay? Is anything in your life or something? I mean, of course, if we that something is going on in your life because we love you, hey, we might talk to you. Or you're welcome to talk to us or to our brother or sister in Christ because we care for one another. Right? But I'm not going to go see like, what's going on? You didn't participate. Are you sinning? Is there anything in your life? That's not my job. That's not our job as your brothers and sisters in Christ. We're here to love each other, to challenge each other too. Don't forget that part. It's good to challenge each other. So, if you do it in peace, because you're convinced and you know where you are at with the Lord. And if you don't know where you are at, maybe take it easy. Maybe wait until you know and understand, because it has to be done with your understanding too. It's not a feeling. It's knowledge and understanding. The Lord wants us to change here and here first. And the deeds that come afterwards is an expression of His love. It's an expression of His work in our hearts and in our minds. Does that make sense? Now, doing this is a special thing. It is. We get the opportunity to be part of this, to be part of something that Jesus said, hey, do this in remembrance of me. And we do it because we remember His sacrifice for us, but guess what? Also that he resurrected. And guess what? That he's going to come back for his people. So, yes, it is a, what's the word? Solemn moment? Is that a word? Solemn, thank you. Solemn, I translated from Spanish. Solemn moment. But it's also a time of joy. It is a time of joy. And, you know, as I was studying this particular subject, I found out that the word in, I believe it's Greek or Latin, to describe this specific thing is, I don't know how to say it, Eucharist? Eucharist. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, Eucharist, which in Spanish is easy for me because it's the same word in Greek, Eucharistia, right? And when I read the word Eucharistia, I was like, no, I'm out of this. This doesn't sound right. Because in my head, it is registered Eucharistia with Catholic tradition. You see? And right away, I'm like, no, we don't go over there. But the meaning of it, it's a real thing. It means Thanksgiving. And we have Thanksgiving coming pretty soon. Kind of fun. So Eucharistia means Thanksgiving. And I was like, that's a good word, actually. It is a really good word. So before we partake together, I just thought, what if we take some time and just express why or what are you thankful for? So and I'm gonna open the space, the mic now. I'm gonna ask you, what are you thankful for? Tell me. It's a legit question.
I'm glad he's risen and ascended into heaven and is making intercession for us.
Amen. He's risen, ascended into heaven, making intercession for us. How many of you think that's a blessing? Just to hear that. I know, me too. That's why it's good sometimes to say something. No pressure, by the way. No pressure. I don't want you to feel like, oh, I'm going to have to say something. No, you don't have to. If it is in your heart, we'd like to share something. Amen. He ascended into heaven. Man, I'm thankful for that too, Phil. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else? What are you thankful for with the Lord? Henry.
Thankful that the Spirit dwells in the
believer. Oh my goodness, that is a big one. Thank you. Yes, sir. Amen. The Spirit of God dwells in the believers. He dwells in us. Guys, that's big. That is big. His Spirit dwells among us, in us. Whew. Thank you, Lord, for that. Jonathan. Amen. Thankful because with the Lord, you always have another chance, another opportunity. Solomia. Thankful for the opportunities of sharing the good news with other people. Amen. That is a blessing. Huge blessing. Denzel. Oh, amen. Thank you. Yes. When we die, we get to go and to be with Jesus. That is amazing. That's awesome. Yes. Amen. Thankful that God has given us this body, this specific church, to get together and to get to know each other. Anton. Amen. We can sit with him in heaven.
His mercies are new every morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David. He united us with his Father and himself. You see, Katie. That's true. He puts a song in our hearts. Song in our hearts. Patrick.
Awesome.
Say that again.
Awesome parents.
Awesome parents. Dude, I know you got them. Yes, that's true. Thankful for our parents. Thankful for our family. Thankful for friends and people around us. You see, everything comes from him. And it's for him too. So, as we... as we participate today, I would like you to do it with that in your heart and in your mind. Thankful for what He's done. Thankful that He loved us first and that He gave us the opportunity to get to know Him and to love Him back. Okay?
Amen.
So we're going to start, I don't even know how we usually do it, but we're going to open the little window over there. You all can go get a piece of bread and the fruit of the vine, because grapefruit comes from there too, by the way. So we're basically, you know, fulfilling what the Bible says. And, you know, if there is something in your life, if you know you still need to work through something, it's okay if you want to wait to do it. We're not going to look down at you. If anything, you're going to earn more respect that you're able to recognize that you are in a spot in which maybe you shouldn't do it. That's okay. However, we still would love to help you. Help you walk through the process of understanding and get to a place in which you know, you what? Yes, I can do this. I want to do this because this is from God. So we're going to take a time of, what's the solemnity? Can you say that? Solemn moment, but also joy. So there is not a rule like, hey, you're not supposed to talk. We don't have rules about that. You're welcome to say hi, talk, but just remember what this means and the reason why we do it. So we can start going around, and then we will gather together and do it together at the end. And I will just lead us in a prayer or something. So go ahead. Okay, we can start.
Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us. And we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross. So we share in this bread of life, and we drink of His sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace around the table of the King. Our Savior Jesus Christ tore for you. Eat and remember the wounds that heal, the death that brings us life, paid the price to make us one.
Yes, I'm back. Before I read the scriptures, let's take a moment of silence. And I would like to invite you to think of those things that you're thankful for. Just 30, 60 seconds, I don't know. We don't have a rule. But just take a time to think about that and just to thank the Lord for all those things that you're thankful for. I think it's good, you know, to express ourselves with God and be honest. So let's just take a little moment. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake of the bread. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's take the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So this is what we're doing today. We're proclaiming his death until he comes. He's going to come back. He's going to come back. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for... thank you for the sacrifice. Jesus, thank you for taking our place in the cross. Thank you for giving yourself. Thank you for giving yourself to us, for us, Lord. Thank you for your blood. Thank you that there is a way for us to be forgiven. Thank you that we have access now to the Father, to you, Jesus. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit. We're thankful for everything. And we just want to express it this way today. We proclaim your death, Jesus. We proclaim your resurrection. And we also wait for you to come back. We believe in your promises. We're waiting, Lord. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for that sacrifice. And also thank you for resurrecting. Thank you for fulfilling your word. Thank you for being so real to us. We bless your name. And we declare with our voice that you are King, Jesus, that you are God, that you deserve honor and glory. You're the King of Kings. You're the Creator. You're the Lord of Lords. We bless your name, Jesus. You are our King and you reign over us. God, we pray for our nation during this time of elections. We know it's your will, and we know we live for you, Lord. We just pray that you bless this nation during this time, that regardless of the output, the outcome of these elections, that people can have peace in their hearts. We pray for our authorities, Lord. Whoever gets elected, just bless this person. Thank you for being with us, Jesus. Thank you for blessing this country. We bless your name. Amen. Amen. I think I'm going to give the mic to Brother Christopher. So, I'm sorry? Yeah. So, yeah, amen. Thank you for coming today. Love you all.
That's what I was going to say. Thanks for coming. Please stay for the meal. And a way, another way to have communion, or full part of communion, is the fellowship and the spending time with one another, eating, spending time getting to know each other. So you're please invited to stay if you want to. And throughout the week, you know, how do we commune with Him? He said, "I am the bread of life." His word, you know, you can't live by bread alone, but by His words. But feasting on His word and taking His life into us, and praying, communion with Him, and then walking it out. The whole part of the thing of communion is taking on His life, taking Him into us, to where we become like Him and we walk it out in our life. So to you gotta get His word into us, and we start taking on His thoughts. There's all throughout the Bible, you know, what you eat, you know, what they say are what you eat, you know, what you take into ourselves, right? And what and drinking is like what you think on. And how do we commune with God? With our thoughts and our heart. He knows our thoughts and our hearts, and they're precious to Him. And if we take that time, we can commune with Him throughout the week. And then when we do that, when we come together, it's that much more rich, because our hearts are being made softer by Him, more sensitive to His Spirit, and more sensitive to one another, and His Spirit's just able to move in our lives so much more. So bless you all. And let's continue in fellowship. Okay. Amen.